Last time I was safe as a G8.
No one said anything about my joke.
Hey, seems like a pretty good place.
Well, I guess we should do our due diligence here and make sure it's, the book isn't here.
See, the shaped like a dragon, and there like seems to be some activity going.
Well, my perception is 7. I don't see that.
Okay, hey, what do you mean by unlucky? Do we lose something if we get unlucky?
Oh, freedom isn't free.
What's the worst that can happen? It's fine.
Don't you finger me, Evan.
Look at that one right there in the shining gold.
Is Giddy threatening to kill them again?
Probably.
Oh boy.
Get guzzled.
A 50-50 shot at rolling mild magic. Holy shit.
Oh no. Please. Please, no.
So who remembers what happened last? Literally a week ago.
Lagoos, baby. It's Lagoos.
Yeah, we got.
We were
going to
hit up
runes.
The bookstore and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So you're standing on the streets, and, the streets are pretty empty aside from the center square where it seems to be a lot of things going on. And in front of you is a thing of salt.
How big a thing of salt?
It looks like someone like dumped a whole pail of salt on the ground.
Well, I can't touch that, so.
Mm. You're allergic?
You can't touch salt?
Who said that? My God, you're gay?
Well, we all knew that.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe it got spilled when all the buildings moved around again.
Well, as long as it's not in our way.
Maybe you step right around it.
Just go around it.
I just kick it a little bit.
Yeah, be careful.
No, don't kick it.
You're going to touch it.
Downwind.
Oh, no.
I got the little in my nose.
All right, Uh-oh. Don't be dramatic. I barely towed it. Come on. I
mean, it's not a pile of pepper. What'd you sneeze for?
I told you, I can't touch it.
Yeah, well, Giddy, unfortunately, if some got in your nose, it kind of touched it. So now I'm going to need a constitution saving throw.
Oh, my God.
Cocaina.
What have we done?
I haven't even opened my dice. All right. Oh, look, a D20. That's good. Constitution saving throw?
Mm-hmm.
23.
Ooh. Okay, nothing very bad happens to you, but your sense of smell is dulled for like the next hour just because salt has gotten into your pores and your nostrils, and so now you can't really...
Good, because I haven't showered in a little bit.
So, where would you all like to go from here?
Well, we've...
The bookstore,
yeah,
right?
We've got the runes. All we need is check the bookstore just in... case there's something that's interesting to us.
What are we going to go see their brother? I totally forgot.
A brother?
The brother of the rune guy.
Oh no, you went and saw them.
Yeah, we saw. There's just nothing we really wanted from. There's something
it
we thought about having.
It must have been so unmemorable that I totally forgot we already
remember,
did it.
Haven almost became a wraith.
Right, the spell marks where I was like, what if I totally ruined my life for this, you guys?
They don't literally look related, so
you
I
you were there
I
for
that.
That.
I think I dissociated the whole time.
You say ruin. I say fun.
Who keeps talking? Who is that? Who's saying that?
It's the salt. It's the salt.
Everybody except for Haven, you seem to notice that Haven seems to just be yelling out into the ether for some reason.
Yeah, that happens every once in a while.
That's pretty typical, actually.
Is that a thing?
Me yelling loudly into a crowd? Yeah.
Okay, Haven, let's get you to bed.
We gotta go to the bookstore.
Okay. Yes, yes.
Bookstore, then bed?
No, then we're leaving. It's still early.
So you will go ahead and traverse the streets of Afterthought, passing by several homes. You'll see a few shops, Mystical Instruments Emporium, Dreamcatcher, Apothecary, Serendipity Sweets and Treats, Enigma Books and Scrolls, Arcane Expressions Art Gallery, Metamorphic Outfits Boutique.
All of those were very good names, Evan. Good work.
Thank you. But we're going for books and scrolls.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to go to the one that I said that I was hoping you guys would be like, oh, that one.
Yes, yes, correct. The one we intended to go to.
I mean,
to,
we
yes.
said we're going to the bookstore, and then you named a bunch of places, one of which was a bookstore. That's the place we're going
it
to.
It works out, honestly.
Okay, I was hoping for there's a bookstore.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, hey, the bookstore.
Yeah, sorry,
oh, there's
passed.
The bookstore right there.
It's past. Don't patronize me. You enter into the bookstore, and once you pass through the entrance, you feel invited. It feels very homey. It feels like you're in a very warm, safe place, and it's, even though it's not raining and thundery outside, it feels like it, and you just kind of want to curl up and just get a book to read.
Oh, I got a warm, safe place for you right here.
Oh my god. Yeah, I'm glad you waited for the end. You didn't want to have to, like,
I didn't want to be rude. Yeah, wow, it's lovely in here.
Familiar.
Yeah, familiar almost.
As you traverse towards the counter, you can see that several books have been magically animated, and they start floating around, kind of going shelf to shelf. It doesn't seem as if there's really any kind of, what is it? I had it and I forgot it. I couldn't
Dewey
remember
Decimal
the name of the
System?
Thank you,
wow.
Shelly.
There's no system.
Dewey Decimal
Dewey
System.
Dewey Decimal.
At the front counter, you can see a halfling, very wizened halfling. As you can see there, just casually reading through a book while drinking a cup of tea or something warm with a straw, just slurping. Hello, welcome to Enigma Books and Scrolls. If you need to find something, feel free to ask. They don't even look in your direction. They're just still...
Yeah, hey, do you have one of those cool, like, upstairs areas that has, like, all the, you know, historical, ancient collector's item books? Anything like that here?
No. This is a one-floor store, sir. But if you're looking for history books, I can definitely help you find something. They go and put their book down, you know, slide off the counter that they were laying on while reading the book and settle themselves up. What kind of history book are you looking to find?
Well, not historical per se. It's just I love looking at these cool old books, you know, that are expensive, number one. You know, it's always fun to see when we go through town, check those out. So I didn't know if you had an area like that.
Right, we're sort of collectors, looking for rare books, you know, legendary books, that sort of thing, scrolls, that sort of, is that something, are we looking in the totally wrong spot here? Because if you could point us in the direction, that would be so helpful.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, I am more of a hobby reading-ish type, not more of a library, although we are the only bookstore in town. I do a set of collecting myself. However, whatever you were looking for to collect, I have a nice thing behind the counter I could show you if you're interested.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
We love to read.
Well, okay, great.
Very believable, Kitty.
Good work.
They'll step down from the counter, and as they do, you can hear the sound of the front door close and the door lock. As you see them walk down from the counter and behind and wave to you, this way, follow me. And she'll bring you to a little secluded area of books that are just marked like construction and do it yourself and all kinds of stuff like that. Kind of dusty. Doesn't look like anyone's been over there in a minute. And you see her wave her hand in front of it, and suddenly it changes, and you can see several books of, well, let me see here. I would guess I would need either an arcana or a history check.
Haven.
18? That could be either history or arcana. They're the same.
Which one do you want?
Arcana.
You could tell that about a third of these books actually have magic to them. Most of the other ones that you can tell seem to be more of rare collectors of love stories and stories of adventurers and heroes and that kind of deal. There are a few scrolls that you can find over here that do have some pretty high magical properties, as well as one book that you could, I mean, with an 18, I feel you would discern is a wizard's spell book.
Oh, shit. Cool.
If we're just looking at name-wise, which anybody can look if you have a perception of 12 or higher.
I don't.
I do.
I can't look.
My eyes fall out.
Well, most of the script seems to be in a very, like, high flourish, so it can be kind of hard to discern. But if you have a 12 or higher, you can see that most of the books, like I said, love stories, adventures, few things that talk about some of the history of Foon, as well as one particular one that you can see that says portal.
So this is the area, or was there like a specific one you wanted to show off to us?
Oh, I mean, this is the area. I wasn't exactly sure what you're looking for.
We're not sure either. I just didn't know if there was like something you were specifically pointing out here.
Oh, if you are collectors, I mean, look, there is a specific series that I'm looking for. It's kind of rare, and I mean, if you happen to have it, I mean, I'd be willing to pay top gold, maybe Talon for it.
We probably don't, but we'll put it on our shopping list.
Yeah, absolutely. If we come across it, we're happy to pass through again.
We're going to be adventuring a lot.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm looking for the complete history of this heroic gnome. It was a rock gnome that went on a myriad of adventures.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds... gnomes can go on adventures?
Nope. Sorry.
Hmm?
From where?
Oh, I'm not exactly sure where the place is, it's...
Not Foon, though.
No, it's not Foon. No, no. Oh, no, it's not from Foon. It's just the name of the series is called The Incredible Adventures of Mr. Garrick.
And shut the fuck up!
Excuse me, I'm sorry, what?
What's the deal? Why are you getting so mad?
Well, I know that guy. Well, I mean, not personally, but he's from back home.
Oh.
Oh, you're from the place of Mr. Garrick?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Tell me, is the story true?
No, probably not.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's unfortunate. I heard like parts of the stories is them fighting off an undead beholder.
They survived the
maniacal puppet master that had, you know, tried to kill them in their party.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, oh, sorry. No, those bits? Yeah, those bits are probably true. No, the end where... he knew two people that then ascended to godhood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you read this book before.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't even in it. I didn't hear anything about that.
Oh, sorry. Everyone knows Everyone knows the story back again. Hmm. Big adventurers back home, like ages.
Yeah. They Mr. Garrick went and saved the whole continent from a lich. And they had gone ahead and they became the leader of Rax.
And then they
spread joy along. Definitely. This is a story. Excuse me.
I believe
it. So opinionated about this.
I believe he could become mayor if he saved everybody.
I don't even think he was traveling with those people. Personally.
You're highly invested in this story.
It's literally like a huge legend back home. Excuse me.
Well, what about his husband?
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Okay. Well, either way, I'm looking for that series. If you happen to find it, please let me know.
Actually, you know what? I might actually...
probably just get it at the store.
Of all the people that could get that for you, I actually might be one of those people. So, yeah, if I see it, I'll let you know.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
What is the deal? Sorry, I'm looking at this spell book. This is like a wizard, like a big wizard spell book.
Oh, yes. So this wizard spell book was found just outside the lair of Jephalomoth. And supposedly the owner of this book was, I don't know, either now works for Jephalomoth or just, I don't know. Nobody knows. They just kind of found this book outside there, but it's full of like spells that go all the way up to like level 7.
Sorry, the wizard's name was Jephalomoth?
No. The god of the tooth range, Jephalomoth.
Mm. The god? Okay, DM, have I heard of this god before?
Yeah, once. Maybe twice.
Okay.
Well, here in Foon, yes, you've heard it for sure.
Interesting. Ah, I see. Wait. Oh, so, sorry. A wizard that was following a god?
It's unsure. All I know is that it has level 7 spells, and sure. So it's, you know, pretty good.
Right.
Are you a wizard?
No.
Are you looking to get that?
No, I mean, god,
that
no.
Is, oh.
Yeah, we...
No, I just thought it was interesting. I don't see a lot of arcane stuff, again, back home.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is rare to find a wizard's spellbook. Typically, they destroyed with them, right? So, like, finding this one is... Oof.
It's got a major upgrade.
What do you think, Brash? Anything else here of interest?
Not to me, but I'm not the nerd. Shelly, you do spells and stuff. Is anything interesting to you?
I mean, this one that's a portal on it. If we ever got to go deal with that thing again, could be good.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. What is the portal book?
Oh, it's a scroll. But if you want, Shelly, you're more than welcome to take a look at it if you'd like.
Yeah, let's unroll
this
thing.
Oh, a portal scroll. Mm.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and roll Arcana.
Beep, boop, boop. 17.
Shelly, you can see that this is a spell scroll of Gate, but it is at a lesser effectiveness. Pretty much, it gives you the ability to cast Gate once within this plane.
Oh. I'm reading about this.
I don't know. Actively. I don't think it would be that helpful.
I don't know what it does either.
Let's see. Is this the kind of one where, like, you can travel between the planes, or is it just like a teleport one where you got to stay where you're at?
Oh, yeah, right. If I'm remembering my Arcana right, which I totally might not be, I think you could open a door in one place and then it will stay open, so you can walk in between, like, this door here and that door here, like, on the same spot, but, like, I don't know, 500 feet or something? More than that?
No.
Is that wrong?
That's a different spell. You're close. Gate typically actually works. You could do between planes. And
is
it's a circular
it?
Opening. Yeah, between 5 and 10. It's a level 9 spell.
Jesus! Yeah. Oh, that's why. Jesus.
Yeah, but this one is a lesser gate one, so it only is anywhere within this plane instead
okay,
of any
was,
plane.
My question was...
It is literally
it's
teleport.
Just teleport.
That'd be good to have...
I mean, it could save us some time walking here on this
that could
multi-city
be useful,
tour.
Or going back, yeah. Use it for a last resort or once we're done.
Well, let's see. What's the price tag on it?
He specifically said it was not a library.
We're collectors.
Okay,
so
great. Oh, right.
What's the price on it?
The price on this is about 10,000 gold.
I think it's worth it. I'd put in 2,500.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be down. Anybody not
sure.
Into it?
Haven, do we need to chip in for you?
Hold on. I don't appreciate your tone. No, I'm good. I'm way good. Yeah, I could do that.
Okay. Well, I'll put this one in the shopping cart.
Okay, Shelly, you hold on to it.
Yeah.
All right, so now you have a scroll of Lesser Gate you can use once. And then, is there anything else you want to look at?
I've already forgotten everything else you named, so nope.
I think it's good unless, I mean, Haven, do you want to buy a book for the ride?
Oh, that's nice of you to say. Yeah, but not like I don't need a collector's book. I can just...
That's right, we can go upstairs.
I can get a pulp.
Get a magazine or something.
Right, no, well, not a magazine. It's going to take, you know, a little bit longer than the magazine.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Do you have any pop romances or anything?
Yeah. I think one of our more popular ones is, Gluck.
sounds romantic.
What's this? Nope.
Don't even need the synopsis.
Gluck is about, a slime that finds a, headband of intellect and becomes sentient intelligence and, just kind of starts building their way through the world, you know.
And fucks his way through the world?
And I don't believe that any of that's in that. But
oh, sorry. No, sorry. I was asking. No. Yeah. Okay.
I can't. Cool. I can't speak for the fans and what they write. That we don't hold any fan fiction here.
No. 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 Sorry. I was confused because I was like, "Do you have any popular romances?" And you suggested this, but that's not that.
You're right. I didn't think of that.
That well, that's why I was like, "Oh, slime. That's kind of kinky. That's surprisingly kinky." Not that I judge that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Honestly, Evan's brain moved away from romance when you said it and just thought of like the first.
Fair enough.
The first anime and was like, oh, yeah, I'll just do that.
By God, I'll take it.
All right. That'll be 100 gold.
Jesus. Fine.
All right. And they will give you a 20 book set. There you go.
Sorry?
Oh, wow.
20,
wow.
20 book set.
That makes
sense. Fill your whole shelf.
Okay. Apology.
Well, that's yeah, like a, that's.
It's like a display okay. piece now.
Yeah. Huh. I'll go through them quick.
Yeah.
What else are we going to do?
Yeah, right.
All right. Cool.
Wonderful. If, feel free to browse if there's anything else you'd like. If not, please enjoy the town.
Thanks very much. You said that you were, sorry, you said that you were the only bookstore, right? Slash
yeah.
library slash any really anything books wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Not much for book reading here. Mostly the nobles are the ones who usually come in, unfortunately. Not a lot of people here know how to read.
Right. Yep. That's...
Or write. That's true. Yeah. Or write.
Right. Correct. Yes. Yeah, that makes sense. Cool. Okay. Well, thank you.
We may be back.
Oh no, thank
future.
You. I appreciate the patronage. You're my first customers this week, so
I can keep
the store afloat. Yes.
But yeah. Sorry. What's your name, just in case we need to get a hold of you if I manage to get my hands on the Garrick book?
Oh yes, hi. And they'll put their hand out. My name is Mistara Whisperglimmer. Wonderful to meet you.
Ah, Mistara. It's a nice name. Is this a
thank you.
Is this person a human? What is that? What'd you say?
No, they're a halfling.
Halfling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
an
little
old one.
Yeah, an old one. Oh, delightful. Okay. Yeah. Hi, Mistara. Haven Hawkins.
Oh, nice to meet you, Haven Hawkins.
And you said
that you're about to go on a trip then?
Yeah. Yes. We're actually book searching all over the continent. We're kind of new to the area, so.
Ah, well, if you're going to be book searching, I highly suggest you check out Scrapforge. They got quite a bit there.
That is our next
Scrapforge,
destination.
Scrapforge, that is where we're headed, yes.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, actually, maybe you can help us and put some input in on what your opinions are here. We had a couple places that we like definitely wanted to hit city-wise, but maybe you would have better knowledge of this, being, you know, a book person yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, this sounds like this is going to take a while. Hold on a second.
Oh, no.
They're going to toddle off to the side of the door. And about 2 minutes later, they're going to come back and they're going to have a whole tray of freshly cooked pastries. They're going to set it down. Please feel free to have some. Go ahead.
Oh.
What are your questions?
I was just going to ask, you know, we were thinking about headed also to Spirit Beacon and to Enchantalot. Because we're looking for like really old, like really, really sort of just like tip top, like this continent maybe has one of these books. You know what I mean? Like that sort of thing.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, those two places are probably the better places to go than Scrapforge, to be honest.
Sure, sure.
Scrapforge usually is going to have the most amount of books, but a lot of those are pretty multi-produced, and everybody there is always putting out their own research, so there's always some kind of new book that's coming out for somebody with their newest magical findings.
Right, artificers, right? Scrapforge?
Wizards and artificers,
Wizards
yes.
and
it's
artificers,
very,
yeah.
It's very much of like a, I would say... a researcher kind of place. Built on an old battleground of the gods, so.
Jeez.
Oh, very cool. Okay, so great. But both Enchantalot and Spirit Beacon are good places for that.
Yeah, I would say that Spirit Beacon is going to be better than Enchantalot. Enchantalot, I would think you might find some of the more rarer books, only because those bards have a lot of coin, but Spear Beacon has their very own like library that they have like even guards posted at, because you know sometimes people go to steal the books there because you can get a very, very high price because they are one of a kind.
Sure That's very, very helpful. One more thing, but just like when we landed here, we had talked to a few people, just a rumor of a book of astrology. Do you know anything about that? We had never heard of it before coming here.
The Astrologer's Handbook?
I've
heard that legend so much since I was a tot. Yeah.
Well, what do you think? You think it's true?
I think that a lot of people believe it. I've heard those that have somehow gained it, but those same people that have somehow gained it also seem to mysteriously die within a year.
Ooh.
And then the book gets lost again.
Oh.
That's pretty exciting.
Have you heard any rumors? I mean, we're going to be asking around anyway. Have you heard anything about it recently, maybe?
Well, the most recent ones that I've heard is, if you're really on this quest to find this book.
Well, not the specific book, but it would be fun.
You do seem like the adventuring type. So, you would get a pretty good coin if you were able to find it. I have heard that it is I've heard that it is found inside of Orkholm in one of the, I'm trying to think of what the proper term is. The thing is that with Orkholm, a lot of the orcs, when they go and raid places, they'll just steal buildings. So it's said that maybe they don't know what they have and there's a building in there that has this book. Another rumor is that it's actually in Spirit Beacon, and they've made up the rumors so that way people don't come searching there for it.
Hmm.
So they just kind of divvy out that kind of information. And the other one, which is the most, over the top, is that it's in the center of the continent, which is impossible.
Right. We heard about that. Just anyone that goes there dies or whatever.
They're never seen again.
Sure.
So how could it ever go over there? You know, if it keeps popping back up, there's no way it could be back in the center.
Sure. That's very interesting. Thank you so much. We just heard. I thought it would be fun. You know, right. Adventurers, that sort of thing. Mm. But that's cool. That's very, you've been very, very helpful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And you'll hear the sound of pots and pans falling in the door that Mistara had walked through and came back. And Sarah will go, "Honey, are you okay?" And then out will come another wizened female dwarf like, "Yeah, I'm sorry. I dropped all the pans and stuff." And you can see she's just covered in flour and jam.
My gosh.
"Oh, Ambrosia." And she'll go, Mistara will go over and start going, "I'm so sorry. I have to help my wife out. Excuse me."
Sure.
They'll unlock the door. So sorry about that. Please feel enjoy your time.
Yeah,
come on, let's get you cleaned up, Ambrosia.
Does it seem like Ambrosia was eavesdropping on us? Can I make an inside check?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, shit. Because I have a 0 to insight, but that was a natural 19, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure Ambrosia was probably.
Yes.
Hmm.
We're interesting.
Well, yeah, like in a strangers kind of way, or in a those bitches are asking about the Astrologer's Handbook kind of way.
Oh, what's your perception of that? I don't know how you feel about it.
Mm. All right, keep a fucking eye on this dwarf.
Halfling. All right.
You said that the wife was a dwarf, was you a bitch. Dwarf.
Oh, did I? I thought I said halfling. My bad.
No. I was listening
both.
For once.
You said both.
Mistara is a halfling and Ambrosia is a dwarf.
It's canon.
That's so cute.
And that's the canon.
All right. Cool. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's get out. Giddy, are you gonna eat all of the pastries? Or are you gonna let anyone else have them? Or
no, it was good. I thought the plate was put in front of me.
I didn't need any. I'm not hungry.
Yeah,
right
we'll get more. Probably.
I'm really sorry. I didn't realize. I thought that there was more coming.
Oh, how many did you end up eating, Giddy?
How many was on the plate?
About 12.
Another one dozen.
All right, Giddy, roll me 12d6.
You know, we still got.
Oh my god!
To do today,
you can poisoned or what? What's happening here?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
12d6.
Sorry that I yes-anded you into making into
it's
fucking
funny.
Poison damage or something. My bad.
26.
Giddy, you gain 26 hit points.
Oh,
that's nice.
That's really good. Because
They were pastries made of goodberry.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Would have been nice if we all had that.
I would love carbs, man. I'm starving. I've literally been eating my little protein fucking bars. Just sitting here eating protein bars.
Well, you'll have more of those to eat when riding on back with your new set of books.
Yeah. All right.
That's true.
Did we have anything else that we wanted to see here? Was that
no,
it?
No, we wanted to leave and get on the road today. We didn't want to.
You're right.
Stick around.
You're right. That was it. It was the bazaar and the bookstore, mm-hmm. and then get the fuck out. Great. Where is the driver?
Let's find Quill.
Quill. Why can I not remember Quill's name? It's like four times now that I'm like, who?
Well, is they're named after like an object. So it's like, where's the
like
rock?
Quirkle.
Yeah, you don't know.
Quirkle.
I don't know. It feels like it should be easier to remember a name after an object. I'm named after an object.
Okay. Go ahead and either give me perception or investigation.
Who?
Whoever wants.
Anybody can roll the dice.
What did you say? Perception or investigation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, dog shit.
25 perception.
Okay.
I'm not proficient in investigation. Fucking 9. 25, Christ.
Brash, you are able to find Quill. You find Quill in an alley right next to a brew pub called the Whistle Stop. And you see him there playing dice with another goblin, just rolling them bones.
Hey, Quill, you up?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I'm up. I'm up. I'm trying to win here. Ooh, boom, boom. And you see that they roll. Actually, what did they roll? Let's roll. Oh, they rolled a 6. All right. Let's still keep playing. Yeah, I'm just trying to get my money back.
So you're not up. You're in fact down.
Oh yeah. I'm up. Hold on. I mean, I'm gonna be up. I'm gonna get my money. I'm gonna get my money back. Don't worry. All right. Well, I lost. Cool.
That's good because we got to get on the road anyway.
It's. I think everything's here is rigged anyway. I'd be careful.
All right. Well, if we're all ready to go, then we'll just head back to the front of Afterthought and get back on the cart and we'll take off.
Great. Yeah.
All right, well, off we go then.
Okay, before we leave, everyone check your pockets. Not that we can do anything about it now.
Pocket check.
Oh, right.
Nobody fingered in my shell, so I think I'm good.
Well, you don't know that yet. Let's see.
We all did tie our shit up.
It's true.
But that didn't stop that person from stealing.
Maybe it's a higher
the helm very
challenge.
Briefly. What? How did that resolve?
We got it. They ran into you and died.
They put it on and we pulled it off.
Yeah, they exploded. Oh, shit. Yeah.
I like how you can't even remember someone running into you and exploding.
I don't know what you want from me. All right.
It's just so common in your life.
Wait. They stole it. You cast Compelled Duel, yeah. Which then caused them
right.
to
beat him up. And then
you didn't even have to beat him up. They jumped off the top of the building and then slammed into the Haven's shield and knocked themselves out.
Right. Then I took the helmet off and then they, disintegrated or something?
Turned into a pillar of salt.
Right, salt. Literally how this, oh God, guys. Do I have a brain injury?
I think we all might because I don't remember the salt guy because I probably would have said something about the salt earlier.
You did.
It's fine. We already.
You were allergic.
We left
no,
that
I meant like
was.
When that guy turned to salt.
I see. Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Let's get out of this place. It's fucking
with
our
heads.
They're
stealing our memories.
They're literally stealing our brains. Help.
And the building shift again.
Yeah, see? I mean, it's everything on top of that. That's what we can't keep up with. So disorienting.
It really is.
You pass by the DM's trap at the center of the square and head out the gate. Of Afterthought getting into...
Did you think that there's a some sort of event going on today?
Right, there was like a festival or something.
Yeah, definitely was.
Oh, damn, we didn't even ask what the festival was.
Oh, shoot.
Who might know?
Who gives a shit?
Well, that's 4 hours down the drain.
Crumple it up.
Onward towards Scrapforge.
Hey, Quill, do you know anything about that festival?
No, I don't know anything about a festival over
Great.
There.
Great.
Convenient.
Let's go.
Too late. Let's go. All right. Who wants to roll to see what happens on the road this time?
I rolled last.
I will.
So I'm not doing it.
Go ahead, Shelly.
What do I roll? 6?
D10.
Okay. A 9.
Okay. A 9.
Ty, must
That's
be good.
That's what you sound like.
Okay. So, along your way to Scrapforge, it's serene, it's calm, everything's peaceful. Until suddenly, clouds start to come in and drown out the sunlight. And it just becomes a very muggy day. And then you go to bed, and the next day starts.
Man.
The end.
That was one of my least favorite days.
I am. I smell so bad.
I see. Oh. I can smell you now. You do kind of smell bad.
Yeah, I'm literally cooking inside this fucking armor.
Oh, hey, how many days has it been since we played mini golf? Has it been 3 days
four.
Yet?
Four.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, yeah, your stone.
Hey, Shelly, your stone skin has now completely shed it off.
Great.
You are no longer at half speed, but you do lose that too.
That is nice.
To your AC.
A long walk.
Yeah, okay, great. I just want to make sure I updated that whenever it needed to.
But yeah, as you're all waking up in the morning, get ready, and Quill hears this and goes, oh, well, I mean, if y'all need to take care of your personal stuff, here, and they'll toss out a bar of soap, and you'll watch them cast the spell, which is create water, into a bucket, and
Whoa.
Go, there you go. Feel free to use my backup tent if you want to go ahead and clean yourself up. And, yeah.
Wow, you've been able to do that this whole time?
you never asked.
No, That's we fair. Didn't.
I would have assumed people enough. Would have brought soap with them if they're adventuring.
We sort of glamp. Less on the road sort of things, you know?
Glamp. All right. So if anybody feels like going ahead and getting themselves refreshed, let me know.
I mean, yeah, if you don't want me to smell like fucking rotting corpse here, I will do something about this. The armor itself is self-cleaning, so actually I smell way less bad than I could.
Mm-hmm.
I want that on record. But anyway, that's yeah, I'll soap.
Oh, that's 1 hour.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Anybody else?
No.
I should probably soap up.
The good news is that you don't have to doff and don your armor, so it's going to be way less time than what just took me.
So, 2 people go ahead and take a shower, and that's going to be useful for later.
All right.
All right. Who wants to do the next roll?
Giddy, this is you.
Yep, it's Giddy's turn.
Let me get all of these sixes out of here. D10. 1.
So, for the next couple of days, it is actually a pretty easy ride.
Oh.
You don't have any issues. Everything seems fine.
Right.
As you start getting close to Scrapforge, which you can see off in the distance.
Jesus.
You can see what looks like to be a very oblong-esque kind of city that has several shards of metal that just kind of like streak up, almost as if it was like a volcano that's been torn apart. If the earth was made of metal. And you can see the... Yeah?
What do you mean the city is oblong?
It's not like a perfect circle. It's kind of like an oval, but it's like if a volcano was ripped apart.
Wonky.
Okay.
It's not a traditional shape. But the thing that catches your eye first is all of the smoke that just kind of stems out of the city that does kind of darken the sky.
Doesn't seem clean there. Maybe we all should have took a bath.
And now I need perception checks.
Perception.
See if I can see through these dirty
that
eyelids.
That was cocked as fuck.
21.
Natural 20 for 28.
11.
9.
Shelly, Haven, you do not see anything. Haven,
fucking
you're too
smoky.
Much you're too much into your books. Shelly, I feel like you're probably disgusted at all the smoke after the long talks that you had with Quill about global warming and such.
Okay.
You did talk to them about global warming for a long time.
I mean, I'm pro tides rising, so.
Brash and Giddy, you can notice that from the mountain range above of Scrapforge, there is a huge shadow that is starting to close in on the city. And you can see flashes of light. And you can see just this big shadow kind of looming forward through. And eventually, as you get closer, you see that it's this gargantuan dragon that has been somehow captured and retooled, because it looks like there's an actual ship tied to the bottom of it, like using some kind of cables and ropes around its back so it can still use its wings to fly, but there's like a ship underneath it.
That's some fucking wizard hubris, bro.
That's
cool. Fucking wizard hubris, dog. Oh, no.
You think we'll get to ride in that thing?
I wouldn't.
If we ask nice?
I would not. That's a creature smarter than any of us. And we're using it as a horse? Oh, no.
Maybe it enjoys its job. With a natural 20, does it look like this dragon's enjoying its job?
Sorry, I forgot. Brash, yeah, you got a nat 20 with that, right?
Uh-huh.
So, Brash, you would actually see that this dragon, it's a metallic dragon, but it's not because of its scales. You can see that the dragon itself is covered in armor.
Oh, my God.
And that it's actually an undead dragon.
Oh, yeah, that's hubris. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, you're right.
No. I mean, it's not smarter than us now. But that's so bad. Oh, that's so bad. Oh, no.
And then, Giddy, you can now notice that same shadow, that dragon shadow that you had seen earlier, has now broke through the clouds, through the smoke, through the smog. And you can see it start to fight this creature in the air. Oh. A smaller dragon fighting this gargantuan one.
Oh, see? I told you there was a dragon. Look.
Brash, you can see it too.
Mm-hmm. That is definitely none of our business.
But it was like, I told you so, though. You said that there was a cloud.
Well, we definitely saw a cloud.
Yeah, but it was a cloud-shaped like a dragon, but the cloud-shaped dragon was a dragon.
Hey, how's this match going?
It's not going well. The smaller dragon, even though it's getting, it looks like it's able to zip around, is not doing so well. And it looks like this gargantuan dragon is closing in on Scrapforge to, I guess what you would assume, make a fucking attack against it.
So it looks like the smaller dragon is guarding Scrapforge and the metallic dragon is coming for Scrapforge.
Yeah, and you can actually see on the bridge there's little creatures that are running around down there that are starting to throw explosive items off the sides.
And we're heading towards this city that's having two dragons.
We should probably wait this out.
God, I want to be in on that so bad. I mean, not actually, but I just want to know everything. It's so cool. Well,
maybe there's something we can do to help.
No.
No.
Maybe.
And then there is a blast from the mouth of the undead dragon. And the smaller dragon gets caught in that.
Oh.
And you see it fucking almost shatter, and it starts to fall. And it starts streaming its way down to hit the ground. Towards y'all, actually.
Guys, are we going to have to fight that big-ass dragon?
But let's work up to it. Let's look out. Coming up.
Well, there's no way that's going to hit us.
I'm going to need you guys to either make dexterity saves. Or what? Because Quill has just turned the horses back into rats.
It sounded like you had an or there.
Yeah, it just felt like there was an or.
Huh. Yeah, you're just gonna hear Quill go, "Get out the fucking way!" And they're just gonna jump off the side of the cart.
Fair enough.
25.
24.
This is a save? Everyone has a +4 to this.
Yeah,
that's correct.
29.
19.
17.
Okay. Haven, you are unfortunately not fast enough.
Come on, man. That's rolling so high for me. All right.
You take 12 bludgeoning damage.
Aw, man.
As you're able to dive out of the way, but the debris from the ground and the cart that gets smashed from this metallic dragon slams into the ground, and you see that a figure has fallen off this dragon at the same time.
Oh shit! This was the one protecting the city, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna run for that figure.
Okay. You run for that figure. Everybody else, you can see the metallic dragon begin to start to like fizzle, and it starts to fall apart. And all that's left is an armored, unconscious tabaxi lying on the ground.
Oh.
Haven, you run up to the figure that fell off the dragon. You can see another armored tabaxi that also is unconscious.
Oh, the dragon became an unarmored tabaxi as well?
Yes.
We're looking at two tabaxis now.
Two armored tabaxis, yes.
Armored, yeah. Pretty rare. Yeah, cool. Great. Yeah, like can I heal the one that just was a regular tabaxi to start with?
Sure.
What do I... Oh, we've been traveling for days, right?
Yeah,
I'm good. Okay. Let's hit this sucker with like 20 hit points.
All right. You lay on hands 20 hit points to this tabaxi, and they immediately shoot up. Ah! Oh! Wow.
Hey.
Oh, hey. What? Who are you?
I'm saving your ass. What do you mean?
Sorry. Me and Crash were fighting the dragon, the thing, and then we got hit with the breath. I've kind of lost
everything. Right, hold that. I'm going to go to the other tabaxi.
Go to the other tabaxi?
I'm just going to give this one 15.
Okay. Give them 15?
Yeah.
You hear him go, oh God, oh damn it, oh fuck, I only have one charge left, damn it. Oh.
Hey bud,
thank you.
Tumble. Yeah, you're good.
Where is it? Did we beat it?
No,
but it went away. I'm not sure exactly how it works, but.
You look up. That thing is still there.
And oh, never mind. I heard you wrong. Yeah, that thing is still there.
It is on top of Scrap Forge, and you can see now it is raining fire down below on it.
You know, you did your best, and that does count for something. But no, it is very much still destroying the city.
You're gonna watch him get up shakily. I have an oath to protect that city. I have to get back in the air.
I mean, sometimes you just gotta let nature run its course, you know?
There's an oath, Shelly.
Yeah, let them have their oath. But is there anything... who can we help with this?
Well, I need to find my partner, Shred. Where's Shred?
Oh, Shred fell. Shred's over here.
You'll see, Shred will come running up. They'll come and they'll give each other a hug. Oh, thank God you're all right. Thank God for these... strangers to save us.
I mean, really, you guys haven't done shit. It was me, but that's fine.
I could have helped. Emotional support.
We suggest that you all head back to wherever you were coming from. Scrapforge is not a safe place. We need to get back up there and try to protect what we can.
I'm afraid that's not an option for us because Haven has seen this fight and now we're doing this.
Are you saying you're willing to help us?
I have an oath.
And we're with her.
I mean, we need to go through the city. That's the way.
Well, come on. Don't you want to fight a big-ass dragon?
Not particularly, but we may
never get this chance again.
I want to see you beat down a dragon, so yes. I'm
so
in.
True. Let's fucking go.
All right. Well, then, Shred, make sure to give them the proper support so they don't fall off. And you'll watch as Crash takes a few steps away from you all, and you can see that his armor begins to glow and it starts to kind of push out. And now he starts to grow into a black mechanical dragon with red highlights along it.
Damn.
And is that the armor?
Yes. Arcana, so cool. If you want.
Yeah. Bad.
I got a 16.
Fucking Shelly, 8.
Shelly, you would notice that this is a very strong version of the armor subclass of a artificer.
Oh, okay.
That's cool as hell.
They made it themselves.
That's so cool.
They've roughly now turned into the size of, say, a young black dragon. Shred will say, all right, come on, get on. And each one of you that gets on, he taps you on the back, and you can feel your feet suddenly get very heavy.
Oh.
So as you start walking on the back of Crash, it's kind of slow. It's almost as if you're kind of magnetized to it.
Quill, are you coming with us?
No, I'm going to stay here.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
That's fair.
And you will feel your bodies start to lift up as Crash begins to pick himself up, starts to get himself in line. You can see that he's very focused and he's just somehow talking with Shred. And he starts running. And finally, just takes off flying into the air. As you streak through the sky, flying about everywhere, as suddenly just all kinds of hellfire just goes off and just lands, almost hitting you, but just exploding around the sky. And now, we have reached initiative.
Thank you, Evan.
Cool.
Next time on Save the D8.
And this dragon, by the way, is undead, you said?
We're streaking? Hell yeah.
Is there someone who looks extra big and bad on the ship?
I'm going to assume that what you're going to tell us is that, no, we haven't seen anything like this before. So I'm going to make a history roll, bitch.
Okay, fine. I bonus action rage, which also means a little bit of magic comes out my butt.
He is having the weirdest 6 seconds of his life.
They're going to shoot lightning at me. I'm going to shoot lightning at them.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, we should hang out more often.
Poo-poo, pee-pee, dicks and butts.
Anyway, hey, thanks. Thank you, Evan. Thanks for coming. I'm going to smoke a cigarette now.
Party Fish Media.
Party Fish Media acknowledges that it operates and records on indigenous Duwamish and Puget Sound Coast Salish land that is still home to the Duwamish tribe. This land is stolen in violation of the Point Elliott Treaty of 1855. We are committed to uplifting the name of these lands and community members from these nations who reside alongside us. For more information on this land, its people, or ways you can help, visit duwamishtribe.org or realrentduwamish.org.